Hello and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn positive mitzvah number 60. Positive mitzvah number 60 is to love your fellow as yourself. As the Torah states, Ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, you should love your fellow or your neighbor as yourself. This mitzvah is to care about others and be concerned about the others and their well-beings, just as one would for himself or for herself. This is physically, financially, socially, emotionally, in all ways. What you would want others to do for you, you do for them. What you would not want others to do to you, you do not do to them. There are many examples one can go through, and I'll go through a list of examples, but essentially, when it comes to anything that you would either want someone to do for you, or you would not want someone to do for you, what you want for yourself, you should treat others in the same way. So physically, you should never hurt anyone. Financially, you shouldn't take advantage or manipulate others. Socially, to be kind to others, to treat people with respect. Emotionally, if you know someone needs help emotionally and you are in a downtime yourself, you would want people to reach out to you, so to reach out to others. The Chafetz Chaim gives an example of not to derive honor from another person's disgrace. I should not be happy if I am quote-unquote promoted at my job, for example, because someone else messed up. Because that's me deriving honor and getting happy that someone else failed. Instead, a person should want everyone to succeed, loving others as one loves himself. Another thing that the Chafetz Chaim includes in this list is making peace between others. If a person has a disagreement or a dispute with someone else, he himself or herself, they would want to be at peace. So too, if you see others that are struggling with something, to step in and to try to promote and to help broker peace between them is a fulfillment of this mitzvah. The Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam gives a whole list of mitzvot that he says fall under this broad category. Visiting the sick. One who's sick, you go, you visit them, cheer up their spirits. It's a fulfillment of this mitzvah. Consoling mourners. One whose relative passed away. Being there for them, letting them know that you're sorry, showing that you're present and help however you can, and just being there is a fulfillment of this mitzvah. Attending the burial of someone who passed away, being involved in the burial in whatever way is a fulfillment of this mitzvah. Rejoicing with the bride and groom, attending a wedding, dancing at the wedding, taking care of the bride and groom before the wedding, after the wedding, whatever it is to help them, it's a fulfillment of this mitzvah. Inviting guests to one's home, having guests over, treating the guests with respect, escorting the guests out of their home in a respectful way after they're gone, after they're leaving, but to leave them in an honorable way and walk them out. All acts of kindness that one can do for someone else is a fulfillment of this mitzvah. Again, whatever you want others to do for you, you do for them. Whatever you don't want others to do to you, you don't do to them. That's this beautiful mitzvah of Ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, that's such an important and integral part of our entire Torah. If a person fulfills this one mitzvah and focuses on this one mitzvah, it's really an all-inclusive mitzvah. All of the mitzvot that have to do between a person and someone else, in some way or another, can be categorized under this mitzvah. So to recap, positive mitzvah number 60 is the all-inclusive, beautiful mitzvah of to love others as yourself, to care about others physically, financially, socially, emotionally, doing whatever it is that you would want someone to do for you, to do it for others, and whatever it is that you would not want someone to do to you, do not do to others.